Invitation for Janet Brecht, B-R-E-C-H-T, March 1951. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Balawender, B-A-L-A-W-E-N-D-E-R, 837-9307. Dear Dr. Balawender, this is a re-evaluation for Mrs. Brecht, requested by cardiology. Patient with shortness of breath underwent left-sided thoracocentesis, 350 mL on January the 3rd with significant improvement of difficulty breathing. Denies the use of oxygen, no cough, sputum production. Because of the urgency of this encounter, we did it on the phone. She's trying to do salt fluid restriction. There has been minor edema. Weight is down from 183 to 179. Appetite is variable. Overall poor. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. No claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitations. Blood pressure at home in the 110s, 130s over 60s. She is on Lasix 40 milligrams. HCTC was discontinued. Other blood pressure medicines include Norvas, Hydralazine, Metoprolol. Previously, we stopped the Losartan because of progressive renal failure. Anticoagulated with Eliquis, potassium replacement. Other medications review the same. Able to speak full sentences on the phone, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech. As you recall, biopsy was done. Do not show evidence of vasculitis or glomerulonephritis. There were changes from diabetes, arteriosclerosis, as well as some tubular interstitial atrophy and fibrosis. The most recent chemistries from January the 3rd, progressive renal failure, creatinine presently at 4.1 for a GFR 11 in stage 5, a normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 136, a normal calcium, glucose high in the 260s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, presently stage 5, a person who has insulin-dependent diabetes since age 11, as well as hypertension over time, above findings of renal biopsy without evidence of glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Discuss at length on the phone the meaning of advanced renal failure, facing potential dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms for a person with GFR less than 15 or unable to control pulmonary edema volume overload. She witnessed her mother dying from dialysis and has been a very traumatic experience. She is not sure she would like to do dialysis in the long term. We discuss options from at-home dialysis, peritoneal dialysis, hemo, in-center dialysis, hemo, the need for an AV fistula. We might be now too late and potentially she will need to start dialysis in the next few days or few weeks. Most likely is going to require a tunnel dialysis catheter. She is willing to do further blood tests this coming week, Monday. We are increasing the Lasix to 40 milligrams twice a day, as priority right now is to keep him from developing pulmonary edema or pleural effusion. I don't have results of the pleural effusion. We will see if it goes with transudate. She has preserved ejection fraction. There has been no evidence of active ischemic abnormalities on stress testing. There is no evidence of obstruction on kidneys or urinary retention. There has been no evidence of renal artery stenosis. She She does have, however, atherosclerosis of abdominal aorta. With compromise of celiac artery, although she has not had severe claudication symptoms, the concern could be if these abnormalities are compromising blood flow into the kidneys and explaining the rapid changes, as the biopsy findings are out of proportion to the level of kidney abnormalities. I will discuss this with cardiology again. Might need to expose her to IV contrast to have a picture to rule out or rule in if there is evidence of severe aortic atherosclerosis disease. End of dictation.